VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Flags on U.S. government buildings across the country will be flown at half staff over the next 3 days to honor the victims of Saturday morning's Pittsburgh synagogue massacre. President Trump calls it a mark of solemn respect for the victims of the terrible act of violence. He also ordered flags lowered at all U.S. embassies, consular offices, military facilities, and naval ships. Interfaith vigils were held from coast to coast Sunday and in many Canadian cities. A number of National Football League games held moments of silence before kickoff. Democratic Senator Chris Coons says the shooting capped off what he describes as a violent week that included the delivery of explosive devices to prominent Democrats and CNN. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Coons believes the political culture in the U.S. is motivating people inspired by hate, fear, and bigotry.
I think there's a responsibility for all of us to lower the tone of hatred and division in our country.
Republican Senator James Lankford says comments on social media have gone too far.
Our social media rhetoric, our intensity of our dialogue is no longer about having dialogue and conversation. It's shouting someone else down that you disagree with and trying to silence them.
However, Lankford doesn't think President Trump should be blamed for the Pittsburgh shootings. Lankford and Coons appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Far-right Congressman Jair Bolsonaro has won Brazil's presidential election, raising fears of a rollback of civil rights and free speech. With nearly all of the ballots counted, Bolsonaro of the Social Liberal Party won about 56% of the votes in Sunday's runoff. His left-leaning opponent took 54%. This is VOA News. The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance on Monday. Cesar Sayoc faces 5 charges. He has a long criminal record. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has become intense. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking at an annual conference of international officials, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, which is taking place in Bahrain, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said the Khashoggi issue has become fairly hysterical, with people assigning blame on Saudi Arabia with such certainty before any probe is complete. He reminded delegates officials are trying to uncover what happened and that a mistake was committed. Al-Jubeir made clear some people had exceeded their authority, but he cautioned investigations take time.
The UN Refugee Agency is urging the United States to allow people fleeing persecution and violence to request asylum on U.S. territory. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic tells VOA his agency has alerted countries along the caravan's route that it is likely to include people in real danger.
Our position globally is that the individuals who are fleeing persecution and violence need to be given access to territory and protection, including refugee status determination procedure. And if the people who are fleeing persecution and violence enter Mexico, they need to be provided access to the Mexican asylum system, and those entering the United States need to be provided access to the American asylum system.
Mihecic says the UNHCR is very concerned about the developing humanitarian situation along the migratory route. He says there are kidnapping and security risks in the areas where the caravan may be venturing.
U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen had a blunt message Sunday to a migrant caravan slowly moving north through Mexico toward the United States.
If you seek asylum, do so in the first safe country. Mexico has offered you refuge. If you want a job, that is not asylum. If you want to be reunited with your family, that is not asylum. If you want to just come live in the United States, that is not asylum. There are legal ways to do that.
Kirstjen spoke to Fox News on Sunday, saying there's a right and legal way to enter the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.